Hey everyone, this is Scott, and my co-host is Joshua Marsh, and we want to say thank you for taking time out of your day to spend it here with us. Our goal is to provide you with insight about our lives, how we navigate it, and how our faith is that compass. We want to encourage you to pray more often, more consistently, and in all things. Talking with God is about just that, the conversation that you have with our Heavenly Father. Prayer is not complicated. We make it complicated. There's no special sauce to getting prayer right. So let's shed that stigma that talking with God is complicated. God, our Father, is there to listen to us in all seasons. Whether you are in a happy mood, or maybe you are facing some struggles and are angry at the world, or even God Himself, He is still there. So join us each week on Thursdays as we talk about our lives and how that relates to talking with God. Hey everyone, thank you for joining me today on Talking with God. I just want to say thank you for taking time out of your day to spend it here with me. Usually it is me, but today it's actually us. So we have a guest today. Today I've got Crystal Day with me. She's an author. She's an inspirational speaker. She's a mother. She has this great story, and I'm going to let her tell you about some of that. So good morning, good afternoon, Crystal. How's your day going?
Hi, my day is good, actually. You know, it's the beginning of the week, so you're just kind of navigating your next steps, but it's good.
Absolutely. So, you know, I wanted to say first, thank you for reaching out and, you know, offering to be on the podcast. It's just a great chance to hear someone's story, which is just unique, so that others can see how important and how effective God is in you know, anyone's life. So thank you for that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's always a pleasure to just share my story. Always a pleasure to be able to be on a platform, you know. So I just want to thank you for accepting me first and foremost, you know, to share my story on your platform. So I'm looking forward to a very productive and purposeful conversation.
Great. So just tell us a little bit about your profession and about yourself. Like, just give us a little bit of your story.
All right. So I love to start my story by telling people, one, I'm from Kingston, Jamaica. I grew up in one of the toughest communities in Kingston, Jamaica. Well, the communities that I grew up in were just filled with violence, you know, a lot of teenage pregnancy, poverty. You know, myself growing up as the eldest child, you know, there were a lot of things that we didn't have access to, you know, because my parents didn't have much money, but what we had was a lot of love and, you know, very supportive parents growing up. I always remember growing up, I always say, tell people that I was a little girl with big dreams. And so somehow I just knew that I was called for more, was made for more than what my current environment would have, you know, just kind of show me that was possible. Went through high school, did very well, graduated top girl at my school, and, you know, on a path of, you know, that I felt like, okay, I was going to be able to help my family to get out of that situation and poverty. I switched to say, you know, one of the things that when you become a Christian, you will realize or you will learn is that a lot of things that you believe about, you know, just life is contrary to the word of God. So things like, you know, not having sex before marriage, I never knew that, right? And I didn't know that was possible until I was an adult. And so when I came into a relationship with Jesus Christ, and, you know, even though I was very ambitious and stuff, I realized that you can have ambition but not live purposeful. You can be living and just following the things of the world but not realizing that, you know, there's so much more to life. So currently I am a book coach, brand strategist, I am an international speaker, I'm a podcaster. I love just helping people to bring their dreams to life. And one of the ways I do that is through helping them to write their stories through books, and also to use their experiences to build empowerment-based businesses. I'm a mother, and fun fact, I used to play football, soccer, they call it in the US, as a young girl. So I still love football, you know. My brothers are, you know, football players and stuff. So I'm a tomboyish, I grew up as a tomboy, but love pink. Didn't make sense, but that's a little bit about me.
Oh, that is really, really fantastic. And I believe you've written 7 books, wasn't it? 7 books total so far?
Yeah, well, it's 8, and now actually releasing a new devotional for Lent called Draw Closer to God. So that will be my 9th book.
Wow, that is awesome. Yeah. I write for a magazine. It's called Faith on Every Corner magazine. It gets published monthly. Never had the gusto to write a book. I don't know that I could do it, but that is just fantastic to see. You get to tell your story and share with people not only your experience, but how to improve their relationship with God and with people, and more importantly, with themselves through your books. And you mentioned your podcast. Your podcast is Diary of a Jesus Girl, right?
Yes, Diary of a Jesus Girl.
Yeah. Well, I love the intro music. I listened to a couple of episodes, and so I've subscribed and everything.
Oh, thank you.
You bet. You know, and we'll put all of that in the description here. We'll have a link to your website, which is crystaldaye.com, where they can, you know, listeners can, they can purchase your books. They can listen to your podcast there, but it's on Apple Podcast, and you know, I think that's fantastic that you take that opportunity to, you know, share your experiences and your life with the world. With talking with God, our mission here is to encourage people to pray more often and more consistently. Is prayer a consistently comfortable part of your life? And if it's not, or, you know, it could be up, you know, have ups and downs. Do you have an idea of why you struggle when you do?
So that's really an excellent question, Scott, regarding, so currently prayer is definitely like a very important part of not just what I do, but who I've become, meaning I don't just see prayer as something that, I'm just going to the Lord every day to just tell him this is what I want kind of thing. I do see it as just a part. If I'm driving, you know, sometimes I'm driving and I'm just asking the Lord to not just cover me, but, you know, just cover the different cars that are on the road, you know, prevent accidents, you know. I take daily walks and just have conversations. I don't always just see it as, okay, you know, sometimes I ask God question and try to listen, journaling. So I do see prayer as just an active part of what I do. I remember from I was very young, though, I remember, you know, you would have been taught at a young age about certain prayers, you know, when you're going to your bed. And plus, I attended Catholic schools. So everybody know in a Catholic, you know, you have to say the Hail Marys and you have to say Lord's Prayer and stuff. So I think from then, there was just this thing about praying and praying to a higher being was in my heart and was a part of me. I think, though, that all of us go through different seasons, though, that prayer don't come as easily. Especially, for example, I remember when I left my 9-to-5 job and, you know, things for the business, things just weren't working out. And I felt like, you know, God, like, I felt like I wasn't even sure what to pray about because I was praying so much and I didn't see anything come to mind, come into life, or, you know, my situation wasn't changing. But I give thanks for family and friends that, you know, intercessors and churchmates that when I didn't know how to pray, there were people to pray with me or pray for me. And finally, again, one of the things I found that there are difficult seasons in your life when you just feel like you just don't know what to pray about. And one of the things that helps me is journaling, is in terms of, I might not say, dear Lord, that, but in my journal, I'd probably write out a few scriptures and just repeat them, or I will just write, cast my cares on the Lord and write down what my cares is and trust that he's able to read. He's a God that can read even when he doesn't just listen, you know? Yep. So that's an active part of how I try to grow a prayer life.
You mentioned journaling, which is fantastic. I talk about that probably every single time that I talk in the podcast because it's important for me, because like you had mentioned, you can be praying and you may not see something come to fruition right away, but I keep a prayer journal for that specific reason, because there are things that I pray about even now that I would love to see an answer to. And I know that he's answered me in the past, but sometimes if you're so focused on one specific thing that you really, really want to get answered and you don't see it, you get feeling like, oh, well, he's not listening. That's not true. He's always listening. Mm-hmm. And it, like you said, it doesn't have to be vocal. I mean, he knows your heart. He knows, even if you're not speaking, he knows your truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's fantastic. I think that's really, and I think I saw that you just had a 2021 journal released, wasn't it?
I released a Diary of a Jesus Girl journal. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because again, I do see writing, not just, I see it as spiritual, but also very therapeutic. I did. And also, as I said, I do have, most of my devotionals tend to be journals too, because again, you know, it's always good to read somebody's thoughts in the devotional, but then I always, as a coach, I'm trained to ask questions, and there's always questions that you are able to journal your thoughts. So most of my books, you'll find that there are always journaling questions, because I do believe that, you know, even after you learn from somebody, there is a part for us to do to bring out our own thoughts.
Yeah, and I love that. I think that that's really important. And the biggest reason why is because we can read a book, but not actually retain anything. So yes. When you start doing that part, you're putting it in practice.
Yes.
Yeah. Back to talking about prayer a little bit. Can you actually share an experience where you felt the impact or saw the impact of power of prayer, like immediately?
immediately. Immediately. So I would say, let me see which one comes to mind more. Immediate. All right. So I remember in 2017, I left my 9-to-5 job, right? So I'm from Jamaica. One of the things, and this happened in 2016. This actually happened in 2015 and 2017. But there in Jamaica, you know, there are little conferences, but I always desired to attend conferences internationally, right? So picture 2015, you know, I just became a Christian like a year or two. The Lord placed on my heart to have my own conference. And I'm like, Lord, you know, I saw this conference, Pinky Promise conference that was happening. And I'm like, Lord, I would love to attend this conference. But the truth is, financially, I wouldn't be able to afford it. Secondly, I mean, the conference is in Atlanta. I don't know anybody in Atlanta. I wouldn't know, you know, how that would have come together. And I remember just praying and just forgetting that, you know, like, probably this is not going to happen. And I kid you not, God was so faithful. Like somebody just called me out of the blues, like, you know, Crystal, I know I heard you desire to attend this conference. I want to buy your plane ticket. Remind me what's your full name and your address and give me a passport number. And just like that, the person buy the ticket. Then I made a post to say, whoa, oh my God, God is working this out. I'm going to get to attend this conference. And when I did that, so many people are like, yeah, girl, I'm going to sow into you. And just like that, you know, God provided more than enough for me to attend that conference. And it was just amazing. So that's one of the ways, that's one of the one that came to me very easily, attending that conference. And similarly, he did it in 2017. And why I like to bring up the 2017 one is because he did it in 2015, and you kind of feel like cute, like, you know, God, I don't want to ask you again. You know that feeling? Oh, yeah. I don't want to ask you because you did a miracle already. You know, it's greedy for me to ask again. And kid you not, Scott, I didn't even realize, but a friend of mine knew that it was a desire of mine. I'd stopped working my 9-to-5 job, and she kind of felt like, you know, this would have been really good for me to attend. And she did the thing where people give money.
I'm talking about like one of the crowd share things where they
Yes. I don't know. You know, I'm from Jamaica, so I didn't even know that thing exists, right? So she did, and she made a post. So she blocked me from her page. I didn't know she was doing this, and she literally got enough money to be able to help me to come to the conference again. And that made me cry like nonstop for days, because one, God used somebody to be an answered prayer. Two, I realized that I can't go to him no matter how many times, because he's still faithful.
That's just awesome. I love, you know, when you see stuff like that, because, you know, I've been going through experiencing God with Henry Blackaby, which Yeah, I basically tell everybody, if you've never read that book, get the workbook, and it's going to change your relationship with God in a positive way. He talks about how, you know, God will give you assignments, and you may not feel that you are equipped at the time that the assignment is given, but he will equip you, because why would he give you an assignment to see you fail? So, you know, like, okay, I'm supposed to go to this conference, but how am I going to get there? You know? And then he comes through just like that for you. That's just amazing.
I know.
I know. That's just awesome. Do you have like a favorite passage in the Bible? Some people call it like their life verse or their heart verse or something, but just a part of God's word that just speaks to you like no other.
I think one that I find myself that I'm always quoting, two actually comes to mind. One, Romans 8:28, all things are working together for my good for those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. I don't know about anybody else, but I know I failed so many times on this Christian journey and just felt very inadequate, felt very, you know, just not enough. But, you know, I've learned that God will work all things together for my good if I continue to love him, and he will use it for my purpose, you know, to bring his purpose to life. Another one is in Revelations, that we overcome the blood of the Lamb by the word of our testimony. And this is another one that keeps me sharing my story, no matter how hard it may be, no matter how you know, guilt-ridden I may feel or ashamed of something that I've done, I found that, you know, that scripture of, you know, I will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony has also been a very great encouragement for me.
That's really, really great. You know, for me, for the longest time, and I still love the verse, but it's in Hebrews, and it's basically says to just hold fast to the confession of your faith.
Yes.
Hands down my favorite, just because, you know, especially when I do stuff like this, you know, there are people that are going to listen to my podcast all over the world. Yeah. And if I'm not true, if I'm not who I am to them, I'm not only lying, you know, to them, but yeah, you lie to the person who matters most. You're lying to God.
Yes.
And so whenever I approach these things, I always think, okay, how can I take me out of it? I know I'm talking about me right now, but I try to take myself out of everything, because I'm a piece that is there to show God's truth.
But
yes. You know. Yeah. So that's always spoke
I like
to
that
me.
One. I like that one.
Is there something else that you want to leave with our listeners as we wrap up? Is there, you know, tell us about the book you're working on, or if you're going to be going to any workshops in the future, things like that, just so we can get you out there.
You know, what I would say to persons is that, especially regarding your podcast and your mission, is to kind of help, which I think is amazing. I must tell you that it's amazing when I hear especially men of God stressing the importance of talking to God, you know. So what I would say to somebody is that, just like how Scott and I have answered the call to share whatever message that God has placed on our hearts, you too do have a life message. You too can make a contribution, right? And it might not look like a podcast. It might not look like writing a book, even though you can. Just know that however you can make that contribution, it is needed in this world. Finally, in terms of what am I working on, currently my main mandate, I believe, is to help persons, faith-based persons, Christian persons, to share their message in the world through writing a book. I do believe a book leave a legacy. I always tell people God could have invented the thumb drive. He could have invented when instead of telling people to write and put it in a book in the Bible, he could have had it on, you know, a thumb drive. He could have had it on a podcast, the Bible. But for some reason there was a power of writing and the power of having a book. And I do believe that, you know, that's my one of my core mandate right now, to help persons to share that book, share that message through that book. So that's what I'm working on. And also, this is why I try to write based on the seasons that God has, you know, led me. So like right now, Lent is coming up. My new book, my new devotional, Draw Closer to God in 31 Days, that's coming out. And there is a woman edition and the teen and young edition. I also have my new book, Dear Insecurity, that is also out, and that is talking about spiritual gifts, you know, helping persons to get clear on their spiritual gifts and to use it to be an impact to others. So, I mean, once you follow me on Instagram or Facebook or even on my podcast, my mission is not for people to see me or see Crystal Day, but that they will see Christ through me. Mm-hmm. And this is why, you know, I'm truly honored to be on this podcast, to be able to share with Scott and his audience that talking to God is truly where everything begins. When I'm coaching persons to write a book, we start with pray, plan, then write, right? No matter what we do, we just want to check in with the Holy Spirit to ensure that we are in alignment to the season that he has called us with, to the purpose and the message that he has called us to share in this earth. So that's what I have to say. And, you know, I just thank you again.
I really appreciate that, Crystal. You taking the time and just sharing a part of your story. It's just been fantastic. Again, we'll make sure that there's links for everything in the description below. And if you're listening, go check her out. All of her stuff looks really fantastic. And me personally, I like it when, you know, I see stuff that is focused for women, because I feel like sometimes there's a culture of, you know, manliness or whatever you want to call it there. And, you know, at the end of the day, the Bible says strictly, like specifically, and, you know, I'm a married man, the wife is the crown to my household. Woof, woof. You know? And so when I see stuff like what you're doing and things like that, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get this for her. I do this for her and stuff like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So thank you for spreading that positive message. And again, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Would you mind closing this out by praying for us?
Definitely not. So let us pray. Lord, I thank you first and foremost for your son, Scott. I thank you for just the desire you have placed on his heart to just spread this message of prayer, the importance of prayer, not just for us to ask you for things, you know, but also for intercession, also for deliverance, also just to communicate and develop deeper intimacy with you, Lord. Father, I thank you that you continue to place persons in his life that will be also praying for him, mighty God. Father, I pray even this podcast, mighty God, will go to the four ends of the earth, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that, you know, you will bring increase to him, not necessary to him, but because your word says that when we should shine our lights, mighty God, so that they will see you in and through us, mighty God, so they will see you in and through Scott. Father, I thank you for the listeners of this podcast, you know, anyone that's struggling with praying, anyone that's saying, but I don't know what to say, I don't know if I can be consistent, you know, I pray, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit will just direct them in the way to go, mighty God. I pray against the spirit of guilt when they probably forget to pray, or, you know, the spirit of guilt when they feel like they're not being eloquent. But instead, Lord, I pray that you will just give them the words, mighty God. Your word says that the Holy Spirit is interceding on our behalf, mighty God. So I pray that you will give them the words, mighty God, to say, and just help them to just be honest with you, mighty God. Father, again, I just pray for just persons that will be blessed by something that I would say, mighty God. I thank you for this divine connection, Lord, and I pray that you will be glorified in and through our lives. Father, if there's anyone that's listening to this podcast that don't have a relationship with you, Lord, I pray that, you know, our light, our story of hope, mighty God, will just also be a blessing to them, that they will surrender their lives to you. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Again, thank you so much, Crystal. I hope you have a great day, and just thank you again so much.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you again for taking time out of your day to spend with us. Can I ask a small favor? Okay, well, maybe it's a couple, but they are really important. First, can you subscribe to us? Second, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you give us a rating and let us know how we're doing? That helps our podcast get discovered. And if I'm honest, it makes us feel good too. Even if it's just a 1 star out of 5, it's crucial feedback so that we can improve. One last thing, can you share this with your family or friends? We're on all major podcast platforms, and even if it's just 2 people, maybe your whole Facebook or Twitter, whatever you're comfortable with, we're happy to have that. It would mean the world to us, because every little bit helps us get discovered and allows us to share God's message to the world. We hope that by sharing this prayer with you, that you are encouraged to pray more often and more comfortably. And most importantly, your relationship with God grows in talking with Him. If you'd like to share a prayer, check out the link below and contact us. We love you and hope that you visit us again next week.